This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we were talking about the requirements for leadership, and I didn't mean to come across as incredibly cynical. I just think that the mark of a leader is not necessarily the same characteristics that we would want as a friend or as a mentor. And I'm not sure that the process really allows or encourages the characteristics that we view as being exemplary in the human being, which I think that all of us would view that integrity is better than a liar, right? That somebody who's honest is better than somebody who has a passing acquaintance with the truth. The problem is I'm not sure that the process really encourages those kind of characteristics. I think it may encourage more the perception of those images than the actuality. Because I think there's so many deals that have to be made that running for office is such an expensive proposition that I think, you know, that people make all sorts of compromises that are probably not in the country's best favor, in the electorate's best favor, or in their best favor. In the long run, in terms, if people have a soul or a sense of right and wrong, you know, I just worry about the process. That is, have we created something that not only does not encourage those qualities, but maybe discourages them? All right, and you know me, I'm sort of I believe in the tooth fairy and the Easter bunny, but I'm also have been involved enough in the electoral process of, as I said, I haven't run really for office for a very long time, but I've run other people's campaigns. I tend to lose, to be quite honest, because I agree with you. I wouldn't support somebody that I thought was dishonest. I wouldn't support somebody that I thought didn't have a sense of integrity. I wouldn't support somebody that I didn't think had a passion to do the right thing. But I'm not sure that those are the people that tend to get elected. What can I tell you? All right, so we had an email that was kind of short and sweet, but seemed like something that we should tackle. Yes?
Yes.
All right.
And it comes from Jill, who writes, Dr. Joy, long-time listener, since you've been back from the Middle East, I've noticed I could detect your southern accent, which I was never able to notice before. Is that because your brother is in town? I was just curious.
All right, I think, first of all, I'm the only one in the family that has any southern roots whatsoever. I was born in New Orleans, as many of you know, and I went to school in Texas. And I do have a southern accent. I do have a southern drawl, which is usually under control. And I think what happened was not because my brother was in town. I think you're right, it's from the Middle East. But it's because I didn't get any sleep. And that southern drawl comes out when I'm either tired or I've had something to drink. And I would love to tell you it's because I had something to drink. It is not. It's because I just was so sleep deprived in the Middle East. I will try and bring it back under better control. But I don't know exactly what happened. Although other people, since I've been back, have said that some of them have had similar experiences where I really didn't sleep more than 2 hours a day for 18 days. And, you know, I mean, I suppose you could do that if you're 20 years old. So for some strange reason, I'm not 20 years old anymore. And I think I was, you know, and it was 2 hours a day. And one of those hours would sometimes be a nap. And you could say, well, if you're taking a nap, that's probably why you're not sleeping at night. And people always sleep more than they think they are. And I would generally agree with both of those statements, except in this particular case, I just wasn't sleeping. And I think part of it was that I went over in the middle of the night. And then the flight didn't leave till the middle of the night. And then it's a 7-hour time difference. And I can't sleep on planes. And apparently lots of people take drugs. They take Xanax or they take Ambien I'm just a little phobic about drugs. And so I didn't have any with me and I didn't take any. And I sort of, as I said, I kind of came to grips with it on about the, I mean, I was wandering around the hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I was watching videos. I was doing anything I could just to not feel anxious. And what happened was I'd fall asleep like at 5:30 in the morning when the sun finally came up and sleep for about an hour. And so finally, after a couple of days, I decided that any sleep was better than no sleep. So I would take like a nap in the afternoon if I had time. But on about the second or third day when this was happening, which it does not add to your sense of well-being, I went out on my balcony, which was just outside the old city. And I looked up at the stars and I thought, these are exactly the same stars, although I'm 7 stories higher than David, King Solomon, and Jesus all saw, so I'm going to be okay. And I was, but it got, and then when I got back, the only thing that I really decided is I wasn't going to fly back, because I was to fly back in the middle of the night again, and I thought, psychologically, I just can't do that. You know, the idea of flying 14 hours in the dark over the ocean, I'm not an incredibly happy flyer, but I'm not, you know, I'm not fly a fair amount. I just hadn't gotten any sleep, and I knew it was getting worse. So, and then when I came back, I was having a hard time sleeping as well. I'm okay now, but I suspect I still have a bit of a deficit going on. So, I apologize, sort of, if not profusely, at least, you know, I usually try and keep it under better control than that. So what can I tell you? But good for you for listening. You guys do listen very carefully to me, and I appreciate it. And it's not because of my brother. It's because of my sleeplessness. And I will, I'm basically feeling fine now. I'm not sure I've made up the sleep. Supposedly you can't make up lost sleep. So it's probably going to take a little bit more time to equilibrate. But I will sort of see if I can't keep the accent a little bit under better control. Sigh. All right. 855-99-375-69. I think part of it is there's certain words, certain syllables, and numbers that tend to sort of creep out. The deal is, I'm an unconscious mimic, and I've lived in various parts of the world, and it's not that I have no accent, it's that I have a compilation of accents. So I'm okay on most consonants and mispronounce each vowel, but it's usually like I do the Colorado long A, and I do the soft I from the south. If I think about it hard, then I can do precise. But it's such a compilation of accents that it sounds more like no accent at all. It's what it actually is a compilation of it. And if you're going to be on the air, I mean, there really are people, which interestingly enough, dun, 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 is kind of what we're talking about on the It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment today, which is how people judge us by how we sound. And our accent or lack of accent, or our precision or lack of precision, or our tone that goes up or down. So, interesting email on exactly the right day to ask the question. So there, thank you for listening, and I will try and get some sleep and behave and all those kinds of things. And I had a great time. It was an extraordinary experience. And I guess, as I said, a number of people who I've talked to since I've been back have said that they had the same issue, that there's something about the region. And, I mean, I was going all day. And my great concern was that I would get sick, which I never did. Thank you from whoever takes care of that. And never missed anything. I just think that after a while, if you're sleep-deprived, that you're starting to run on adrenaline. And I think adrenaline is a great high, a very bad low. And I think I was running on it for so long that it's probably taken me a little longer than ordinary to kind of equilibrate. But I'll try and keep my accent under control. But thank you for listening, and thank you for asking. All righty. Trevor, you can also say, oh, it's coming up again.
I heard it like once or twice.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah. My crew, when quite often they're around me, they will hold up signs that say, slow down, or you're doing it again. So Trevor is far enough. He can whisper in my ear, all right? 855-99-375-69. If you have something on your mind and you need to talk with me about it, call me right this instant. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Even Trevor said, holy Batman, what, you know, holy segue, Batman, girl, whatever, that we were talking about accents at the same time we're talking about, do I sound gay? I suppose I could say, do I sound Southern? Do I sound Southern? Because I can do about a girl, and I can also do just sweet little Magnolia. I mean, part of it is just being an unconscious mimic. If you hear me talk with somebody who has a southern accent, who calls me with a southern accent, honest, I have to be careful about it because I think sometimes people think I am mocking them, which I am not. It's just unconscious on my part. I suppose it's the empathic part of me. Do I sound weird? Okay, never mind. All right, 855-99. Trevor, no scoffing. 855. That was not scoffing?
I was laughing. I just had my mic closed.
Oh, good. Okay. Because is he laughing with her or at her? Either one's okay. All right, 855-993-7569. Okay, let us look at bucket list. Do you have a bucket list? Do you have anything on your bucket list right now?
I hadn't thought of it until this question, and I only thought about it about 30 seconds ago, so it's going to be a little bit limited.
That's okay.
Probably travel probably is a big one, seeing as much as possible. I think that's a really good thing a person can do through the course of their life, his or her life. I would love to play music at the venue in Minneapolis called First Avenue.
Okay.
I would like to be a headliner at First Avenue one day. That's
okay.
A bucket list thing.
I mean, now, do you have a band?
No, so I guess I'm pretty far from that one, so I better get cooking.
Well, it's kind of like the joke I was actually telling somebody this joke yesterday, which is the guy who goes, into the church and says, God, I've been a really good man, I've worked really hard. Couldn't I just win the lottery? And this clap of thunder and voice comes out of nowhere and says, meet me halfway, Trevor. Buy a ticket. you may want to have a band or some, ability for someone to come and hire you. But I'm there. I'm with you. All right. 855-993-7569. Johnny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Well, I heard what you said about being tired, and I just wanted to mention, I'm 69 years old. Most of my life, I've been a world traveler and working with machinery, and I learned when I was 12 years old that I could stay up all night and get a serious science project done. I made a radio I was in the third grade. I made a radio transmitter to transmit down the hall, and of course I won. But
talk about reinforcing negative behavior, right? There you go. In college I could pull overnighters, all-nighters, but
right.
Still. All right,
well,
keep going.
At that time in life, I was about 12 years old, I think, I had a cousin that was doing a residency as a physician. So in family conversation, I learned that part of what you had to do sometimes was survive long hours, go to the emergency room, your residency. You had to be able to develop that ability. So I said, wow, I'm really on it. This is great. So I developed that, and I've used it all my life to great success. I never took any tiny, tiny bit of drug. It's always about mental determination.
All right, let me ask you a question. I hear exactly what you're saying, because as I said, what's the longest period of time you've ever gone without sleep?
Oh, my. Probably 3 days.
See that? I exactly hear what you're saying, and I think that's what happened to me. I was really absolutely astonished that I could go as long as I did with no sleep. And I think part of it is exactly what you're saying, is I was just determined that I was in a country where people had gone to a lot of effort to make me, to make it special. I didn't speak the language. I didn't really know anybody. And so I was just determined, I would have loved to have been able to go to sleep, but I couldn't. And I just decided I was not going to get freaked out about it. But 18 days with no more than 2 hours was really pushing it. But I hear what you're saying. And I was in medical school, and I didn't do a residency, but I was, and in college I pulled all nighters. But, and I know the statistics, which are that if you go more than 3 days without sleep, you can induce, in perfectly healthy people, you can induce the symptoms of schizophrenia. So I was not only afraid from a physical point of view, but from a psychological, emotional. And so I agree with you that somehow I didn't get sick I didn't get crazy. I didn't get, you know, I wasn't happiest, and I was fine during the day because I was, as you said, I was keeping busy. I was focused. At night, I thought, oh, crap, you know, here it goes again. And I finally decided, you know what, you're just going to have to accept this is what is. But I hear exactly what you're saying. I think part of it really is just discipline. If not, and I must tell you, Johnny, that now if I have, I've been back, what, a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And now if I have one night where I'm sort of, you know, you wake up and in the middle of the night, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, you think, and I'm thinking, big deal. You know, I've already been asleep for 4 hours. I'm fine. And it doesn't, so having a little bit of insomnia doesn't bother me at all anymore. So,
right.
But I hear what you're saying. I think it really is, you know, mind over matter. But it was.
Well, yeah, it's something in the brain, which is an amazing human organ, that brain
yep.
we have. And what happened to me, though, was that several years ago, and like I say, I've done this just habitually all my life, no problem. Design
yeah.
a machine, have to work hard. Well, you know the story. You just
yeah.
do it. All right, but a few years ago, I was on the East Coast, and I had things to do, so I was up all day. Well, and then the next day, I got up early, and I was up most of that day, and I had a real harassment from a neighbor, and I got really stressed out. And so at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I started driving to Seattle. So but I had a deadline to be here. It was, I don't remember, but it was like almost no time at all. So I drove and I calculated and I kept driving and wait a minute, I gotta be there. And so what happened, I drove halfway across the country and I pulled off to the side and I slept like 2 hours.
Yeah.
I got up, calculated the distance, started driving again. I drove past the Continental Divide in whatever Rocky Mountain state that is.
Colorado. Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, well, it's wherever it is.
Exactly. It depends what state you're in, yeah.
Well, would have been Interstate 90, I think. Anyway, it's a ridge, and there's a chasm on the left and a little hill on the right. But I had got that 5 hour sleep, and I woke up and said, "Oh my God, that feels good." So within 10 miles, I hit ice. I hit a gust of wind, and my van spun 180 degrees this way, that way, whiplash. And if I had not had that 5 hour sleep, I would have died.
Johnny, you're a walking argument for both mental discipline and at least 5 hours sleep. Thank you, sir. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I am. I'm here to help, although it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And my guest today is David Thorpe, who stars in and directs and wrote and probably scored Do I Sound Gay? So, David, say hello, and I want to see if, hear if you sound gay.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Kind of borderline. All right, so make it sound really macho for me.
Hi, hello, how are you?
All right, now make it sound really gay.
Hey, girl, how are you?
Okay, so, you know, before I get thousands of emails saying, oh, Brown, you're such a bigot. So understand, this is not my idea. This is David's. So tell me, why do you care?
No, first of all, the bus.
Yeah, right. We're, you know, exactly. You're done, babes. All right. So number one, you're gay, right?
I am gay. Yeah.
All right. So what would be the issue about sounding gay?
Well, you know, when you're gay or a minority of any kind, the aspects of your personality and the way you dress and the way you act and speak can make you a target for people who don't like you. And so sometimes gay men have anxiety about sounding gay because, you know, we realize that it's kind of a red flag to homophobes saying, hey, I'm over here. of course, that's, you know, not always the case, but when I was growing up and still for a lot of people growing up now, you know, in school, you know, you scrutinize yourself for any sign of gayness, you know, out of fear that that will get you noticed and bullied and harassed. And it can be hard to unlearn those messages, when it's kind of drilled into you as a kid.
Okay. It makes perfect sense. So if you were going to conceptualize, how someone who sounds gay as opposed to someone who doesn't sound gay, what would you tell me? What does sounding gay mean?
Sure. Well, I always like to say there is no such thing as a gay voice. You know, there's no voice that every gay man has and that's limited to gay men. But there is a stereotype, and that's what you were asking me to act out at the beginning
right.
of the show.
Right.
And the show, the stereotype of sounding gay is a voice that's higher, that's more melodious and sing-songy. There's a sibilant S is the signature sound, hyper articulating your words, sounding very precise. A lot of times now upspeak has become associated with sounding gay. Upspeak, you know what I'm talking about.
Right at the end of a sentence, instead of either keeping the sentence flat or dropping your voice, which I just did, you would go, instead of dropping your voice, you might end it kind of in a different way. You can hear the difference, right?
Exactly. Sometimes when I talk, I end up here. And all of those things add up mostly to a voice that sounds more typically female or feminine. And, you know, when men express themselves like women, whether it's putting on a dress or wearing makeup, it can cause trouble.
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions, because this brings up a whole lot of issues for me. I've shared with my crew that I've sometimes, you know, when I'm on the phone making an airline reservation or dealing with somebody on the phone, because it's Dr. Joy Brown, people will say, sir. And so I don't know if it's because the doctor, they assume that the only people could possibly have doctor in front of the name are male, or and my voice is, for a woman, relatively low, but I would not view myself as having a male voice. Would you? I mean, I just went up a little bit on it, but
you know,
could it be a borderline voice?
Yeah, I mean, think, you know, for a woman, your voice to me sounds low. And, you know, we all have stereotypes, and it may just be that your voice kind of triggers for some people, the sense that this is a woman. I mean, this is a man. And, you know, we all, I had someone write to me yesterday and say that, you know, she went for a job interview and they said, oh, you didn't sound black on the phone. You know, so
voice,
that was not a smart thing to say in a job interview. But yeah, we all, you know, voice is really part of the way that we categorize each other. And on the phone, it's really exacerbated because you have nothing else to go by. And in the film, the writer David Sedaris talks about being mistaken for a woman on the phone, even right. when he calls the doctor and says his name is David. And, you know, I hear that from a lot of men. Even there's a straight guy in the film who has a high, more feminine voice, and he says he gets mistaken for a woman on the phone 98% of the time. And the question is, why does that bother some people? What's wrong with being mistaken for the gender that you're not?
Exactly. Because what I was, you just got me to exactly that point. When someone says, sir, I just say, it's ma'am. But I'm not particularly offended by it, I suppose, because I'm straight, because I am a woman. And I, you know, I probably wouldn't even correct them, except I just sort of feel it's my job in life, which may be similar to what you're saying, to help people understand that, first of all, you can't judge people by how they sound. Second of all, that having a doctorate doesn't mean that you wear blue booties. And but it doesn't. I don't find it offensive. It's nothing that, for example, if somebody said, "Could you, would you like to take voice lessons to sound more feminine?" I would say, "Are you out of your mind? This is how I've made my living for the last 4,000 years."
But Joyce, I can tell you're a very centered, down to earth person, both feet on the ground. I think for some people it's a little more disconcerting. And I think especially for men, sometimes it's hard to be told that, you know,
true,
we're mistaken for a woman because we're kind of drilled, it's drilled into us that,
well, the women are second-rate citizens.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So the more manly you are, the higher you are in the food chain.
Exactly, and Dan Savage in the film talks about how misogyny and homophobia are, in a way,
related.
The same problem.
Yep.
Is that misogyny is kind of the fear of women, and homophobia is the fear of men acting like women or wanting to be like women.
Right, let me ask you this, because I just thought when I saw the film, I thought this is a perfect interview for radio because it's all about how we sound as opposed to how we look. But all right, so I understand the point about, as a young man, I think as a young person, as a teenager, all of us want to fit in. We want to be exactly what everybody else is so we're not singled out, because singling out is dangerous. But there's also the implication, I thought, in the documentary about the kind of man, as an adult gay man, that you will attract depending on how gay or not gay you sound.
Well, you know, gay culture is no different than so-called mainstream culture. In gay culture, in gay communities, we tend to put a tremendous value on masculinity, both, you know, and especially in a sexual way. And so gay men who aren't masculine, sometimes feel marginalized or, you know, bad about themselves or not attractive because they're not living up to this masculine standard. And you see on hookup apps or dating apps like Grindr, you know, you see profiles that say, you know, I'm masculine, only looking for masculine. And, you know, you see it in gay advertising. And you hear it in the gay world. We don't always embrace our femininity, and sometimes we really make fun of each other and punish each other for being effeminate. And that's no surprise, because partly is the stigma we grew up with, but it's partly how the whole culture can stigmatize things that are feminine.
Well, because I think maybe because we have the heterosexual stereotype or model, that I think that the straight world would probably view the perfect gay relationship as one person who was more masculine and one who was more feminine, because again it follows the kind of the mainstream stereotype, and you're saying that's not the case.
Of course, listen, gay men are much more complicated and wonderful than these stereotypes that we're talking about. And you certainly see couples where you'll have a very masculine partner and a feminine partner, or you might have two masculine partners or two feminine partners. It's really, the actual experience of being gay is much more real and complicated and human, but we're kind of slaves to these archetypes about how we should be and how we should represent ourselves.
Yeah, it sounds like being gay in some ways is having a foot in two different worlds these days, which I guess is always the case of a group that it's a minority. That on the one hand, that the same standards of being super male are true for both hetero and homosexual people, but then also having the sense of, well, what does this really mean? Stay tuned. We're talking with David Thorpe. Do either of us sound gay? Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with David Thorpe, who wrote and directed and stars in and, you know, is publicizing his documentary, Do I Sound Gay? Which for me was less about voice and more about identity. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I'm glad that you say that, because I wouldn't have made the film just if I was just wanted to talk about being gay. I wanted to share the aspects of, you know, being gay that anyone can relate to. And, you know, it's, we all think about ourselves in different ways, but just for example, you know, Margaret Cho and Don Lemon are in the film, talking about the relationship of their voices to being Korean or being Black or being Southern. And the voice is just a starting point for kind of looking at ourselves and trying to figure out who we are who do we want to be? Who do we feel pressured to be?
Yeah, because part of this, I mean, part of it, having my career based primarily on how I sound, which was alarming. I assumed that my career is based on how I thought, and it's not. If I'm hoarse, they don't want me on the air. My brain isn't affected, but my sound is. So that was kind of a revelation for me. But it was sort of cringing at some point of the extent to which you, and at least in the documentary, go to try and change that. So let me ask you, I guess, a couple of questions about that. First of all, did you think these people were charlatans or helpful? And in retrospect, tell me about that experience of trying to change how you sound, going to voice coaches, essentially.
Well, the voice coaches that I went to in the film they're definitely not charlatans, and they're really wonderful people. They certainly don't go out and advertise for clients who want to sound less gay. there are people who have issues with their voices for all kinds of reasons. You know, foreign people in business who need to learn to speak better English, or they're not going to succeed and put food on the table. People who have physical conditions that make them sound very high, or
stutters, speech impediments,
or stutters. Yep. Yeah, and you know, which is not to say sounding gay in any way is an impediment. But, you know, there are people that come to them and say that they feel their voice is holding them back for one reason or another. People in the media, actors, people in business, where there's a kind of, you know, this archetype of what a man is, are the, you know, those are the people that go to see voice coaches. And the voice coaches are helping people kind of, you know, have better lives, but they both told me that quite often people will come to see them to learn how to sound less gay, but they'll eventually decide that they just want to go back to being themselves. And, you know, sometimes we have to explore a path that looks like the right way to get to the thing we were really trying to do. And for me, just to answer your question about how the extent to which I went, I mean, I really stubbornly clung to this idea that I could change my voice and that I actually would make my life better. The film catches me at a moment where I'm very vulnerable and lacking self-confidence and feeling like a doomed, lonely, bitter old queen and trying to find my way out of that. But what I ended up learning from the voice coaches and the linguist and my friends and families ultimately was to how to reconnect my voice emotionally and physically and, you know, kind of bring back my self-esteem and by extension bring back my comfort with my voice.
Oh, which is, I mean, that's terrific. I mean, people tease me, and I can hear it in you today as opposed to you in the film, that I have, you know, I have a conversational voice unless someone's calling me up about a very serious problem, and then my crew refers to it as the Dr. Joy voice, that my voice drops down, I talk a little slower, that I think without even being, and I think that's, for me, the cringeworthy part was, oh my gosh, how, you know, if you sound gay and you are gay, where's the problem, Houston? But that we have, first of all, different voices. We have different times in our lives. And I think confidence is what we're looking for, not only in our voice, but in our demeanor, in our clothing, in our choices. Of just, we did a thing a couple days ago about what's the best part about getting older, and what people said uniformly was just that sense of serenity about acceptance. And it seems to me that that's kind of where you came, not only with your voice, but with your relationships, with your sense of self.
I agree, but you know, there are a lot of people who don't age gracefully, don't live gracefully, and they take the shortcut, the plastic surgery, you know, the pill that will make them, you know, do their job better. And, you know, I hadn't really thought about it before, but I think for me, I thought maybe learning how to sound straight would just be a shortcut.
Yeah.
A shortcut to a version of myself that I was more confident with. And everybody loves a shortcut, but it doesn't always work. It seldom works, and you're so right that, you know, our voices aren't always the same. They change according to where we are in our lives and who we're with
and how we're feeling. And I think I was on this search for like my authentic voice that society had denied me because of homophobia. And you know, I actually felt very liberated by that realization that your voice changes, and that's a good thing, not a reason to try to change it into whatever it is you think works best.
Well, and I like the idea about, you know, the metaphor of plastic surgery, because if you talk with plastic surgeons, what they'll say is the first thing they ask somebody who comes in, or at least they used to in the old days, what do you hope to get out of this? What do you think will change? And if the idea is it'll make me happier, they don't take that person, because what you understand is changing the outer doesn't necessarily affect the inner at all, unless, you know, you have a great huge lump on the end of your nose or something that, and even then, I mean, and you know, and I know people who are simply gorgeous, who continue to have plastic surgery because their sense of who they are doesn't match what they see in the mirror. And that seems to me devastating.
Exactly. I mean, we all have things about ourselves that we think are handicaps that other people don't see at all. And that's such a great example where there's, you know, someone you love or a celebrity you love who you love how they look and you love how they're aging, and then they suddenly look like someone else, and you realize that they don't see themselves the way their friends and family and fans might see them.
Well, it's not even that. It's, I think, they don't see themselves. And for me, as a therapist, that's a really scary thing. So if you had to take this all and put it together with the Supreme Court and you, how old are you at this moment? May I ask that?
I'm 46.
Okay, and that seems to be part of it too, that we sort of grow into the person that we want to be. And it's maybe we get exhausted with trying to be someone we're not. It may be that there's an acceptance, but don't you think that, tell me what you want people to walk away from with Do I Sound Gay in about 30
seconds. I would like people to think about themselves, think about who they are and who they want to be, and maybe the Do I Sound Gay will help them in the right direction.
Amen. So go to doisoundgay.com. You'll find out where the film is playing. David, thanks, and I think you sound terrific. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.